This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The latest airline fare hike seems to have fizzled. United raised prices last week and Delta followed suit, but both airlines rescinded the increase after a competitor refused to play along. Kate Davidson reports.
When an airline wants to raise prices, it can't just sit down and confer with the competition.
The danger is that it's against the law.
Charlie Leoka is director of the Consumer Travel Alliance.
Executives will go to jail, so they're not interested in that.
Instead, an airline floats a trial balloon, like United did last week. It raised fares by $2 here, $5 there. Then it watched to see who matched them. Rick Sini is CEO of FareCompare.com.
The big stick in the mud for raising prices historically has been Southwest Airlines. If they don't come along with the hike, typically the hike fails.
If airfare pricing is like a giant game of chicken, Southwest has an advantage as the biggest domestic bird. Rick Sini says the airlines are so competitive, a fare difference of a dollar can land a carrier on page 25 of your search results. And no airline wants to be on page 25. So rest in peace, 2013 fare hike number one. In New York, I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.